switch off.
Good evening, VI Talk. This is Ines. I'm minding Heart 87 on Audioboo. I am the lady who only yesterday got interviewed by Joe Fitwick about my story, which many call inspirational. I suppose it is, but for me it's just kind of the way I live now. It's just the way I want to live my life to the full. I've promised on my comments to do a few follow-ups, dealing a bit more in depth with the issues that I've kind of mentioned or touched on with Joe in the interview. If you do have any background noises, I apologise. My hubby's just making dinner. We just got back today from honeymoon, so we're just kind of still settling back in. Right, the first thing I touched on, apart from the German education, which if people are interested about the German education, and in particular the school I went to, please do let me know, because I think it's interesting to compare education system and schools for the blind in different countries. If you're interested in that, you know, drop me a line. I'd love to go a bit more in depth about that. But that obviously wasn't the big issue of my interview. The first big emphasis really was conflict eating, which I will deal with a bit now. I've just been back from a run, actually. I've managed to run the same day I came off honeymoon, but I will talk about that as well in a future boo. So, comfort eating. I think, you know what? My gut feeling is that many visually impaired people suffer with obesity, or even just being overweight, or just like on the border to overweight, or let's generalize this. Let's even say eating disorder. And we try to hush about it because we think, oh, it's embarrassing, you know, I don't really want to say it because people might not understand me, but I think there's more people understanding you than you realize. As I mentioned with Joe yesterday, in school, and even in a blind school, not everything is equal, not everything is fair. Some people are popular and some people are not popular. Sadly, I fell under the unpopular category, and I'm not throwing a pity party here, but this is the truth. And the truth as well is that this caused me to comfort eat, which caused my weight to balloon in the years that I was in boarding school. To put it simple, I replaced friends with food, or rather I found a friend in food, but of course it's not a friend. But while other people were able to walk to school with friends, the way I comforted myself was food. I basically ate. I would go to a bakery and I would get 3 or 4 little cake, like pieces of cakes or buns or, you know, sweet pastries, whatever you call it, and I would scoff them all. And yes, it was scoffing, and I'm going to be honest. And there's no need to hide behind, oh yeah, I was lonely, so I had a bit of food. There was a lot of food. What you don't know is that every time I would go home for a weekend or holidays, my family would watch my diet like a hawk and would not actually let me eat a lot at all. And treats were like almost frowned upon if I even asked for, you know, for seconds or for a bit more cake or a bit more chocolate. I would be frowned at and said, yeah, that's why you're piling the weight on. And I think I might want to deal with parents and overweight kids in another boo. Gosh, there's so much to deal with. And they meant well, but it just meant that when you come back to boarding school and you have some kind of freedom from your parents, you think, yippee-yay, they're gone. You know, they can't see me now. Off to McDonald's I go. So what do? I hop off the train when I was able to get on the train. And I would wheel my suitcase, not first of all to the group that I lived with, but rather first of all to McDonald's. And I would either scoff 2 burgers and fries and ice cream, or 4 burgers and a milkshake, or whatever I fancied. And every time I've gone for a date, of course, I didn't just have one of each. I'd have, like, you know, two or three. And whether you do that by going out, or whether you, and that's something else I did, sneaked into the kitchen at home or at the boarding school and nicked some things that you really weren't supposed to have. And yeah, I'm honest here, I did that. I had, I would nick pints, cartons of milk. I would nick, again, pastries, little pretzel things, whatever I could actually nick, I could. And it was an addiction. So, this is really how it happened, you know. And I just want to say this one thing, before I close this book, because I don't want to bore you all with too much detail. But, and I'm sure nobody here judges, but guys, before you judge, think. So many times, you watch these TV shows, like Embarrassing Bodies or Weight Loss Ward or something like that, and people just say, well, you just have to eat less and exercise more, and, you know, all these fat pigs eating themselves to death. It's never that straightforward. It's about as not straightforward as if you said, well, they just got to stop smoking, you know, and stop ruining their lungs. Why do we start reaching for vices? Because we love eating ourselves obese and have diabetes? Nuh-uh. Because we have... We replace something we miss with food, or we eat when we're stressed. We eat when we have no friends. We eat when we're bored. We eat when we're sad to cheer us up. We eat when we're happy to have a reward. I mean, first thing I say, even now after my exams, oh yay, I finished my exams, I'm going to have a meal. Now that meal is a lot smaller than it used to be, obviously, but that's how I still work that way. And it's okay in some small ways, but food is it's always been a big part of life, even in like really, you know, early cultures, but we're just doing it just like when, you know, just like when you're smoking, you smoke when you're stressed, you smoke when you want to relax, or you just smoke socially or whatever. It's just the way, it's never just, oh, I just fancy eating more and I fancy eating until my guts split. No, that's not as easy as it is. So before you judge, please be careful. So, if you have any comments, feel free to DM me. I'm very open. I love DMs or Facebook, you know, Twitter. On Facebook, you're welcome to I'm on the VI Talk group, so you're welcome to message me there. On Twitter, I am the same as Audiboo, MendingHeart87. So you're welcome to drop me a line or two, and I might later or tomorrow, I might start talking about the gastric bypass process. And I might even touch on body image. What do you actually think you look like? And what, you know, because you can't look yourself in the mirror. What do you imagine yourself? What do you think you look like? Do you feel yourself small in comparison to others? Or do you feel like you're still the biggest person in the room, even if you lost some weight, whether you lost it through a normal, quote-unquote, diet or through a bit more radical methods like I did? Anyway, I will stop this for now, and I hope you enjoy this boo, and feel free to contact me with any questions you have. I will talk to you all in the next follow-up boo. Until then, have a nice evening.